Kumlana block, Gemara. We say a block, we takamina block. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph of the new Pedic. Hakoy mates es haminche. Now we learn the laws of Pigel. If somebody while he does kmitza from mincha, remember the activity of kmitza is just like the activity of shchita, and he had a mind leechol shirah to have a mind to eat the shirayim of the mincha. That was the balance of the mincha. He had a mind to eat the wrong day. Other lahakter koyim tzalimachar, or he had a mind to be makter the kmitz on the following day. Moide Rabbi Yosi bezer. Rabbi Yosi is moide shehu pigul. Rabbi Yosi, everyone agrees that this is a classical case of pigul. Why do we have to say Rabbi Yosi is moide? Gemara will explain. And the chayav nolo karis. If you have in mind the wrong date, you chayav karis. What about lahakti levoinosa lemocher? You had a mind to. So what happens? There's two matirim by mincha. One matir is the kmitza when you take that the scoop out that the part over there, and the other matir is the levoina. You have to take it and burn on mizbech. Says so. What happens while you're doing one matir? You had a mind to do the other matir the wrong way. Can one matir have impact on the other matir? Here we have a machlekes. So in the first case, the kmitz is the matir and the shirayim is not the matir. That's just the beneficiary of this heter. Is Rabbi Yosi aim the apostle the aim of kaddish? There's no pigul here. There's no pigul because one matir cannot affect the other one. But still possible because he just ruined it right now. Pigul, it is pigul. The chayavin all of kodesh. Omnulay, they said to Rabbi Yosi, ma shina zeh min hazevach. Why should this be any different than by a carbon? By a carbon, we say mefedish. You have all the dinim of a pigul. Why should be this different? If you shech the carbon in order to roast the fats tomorrow, the din is that that's pigul. So why is it that when you have shecht, when you do the kmitz and you have a mind to roast the levaina tomorrow, you say it's not pigul. So he says Amalehen, and he says to them the following: Shazevach by the carbon, they're all one. Domai uv sarai ve'emur of echad. Sounds like it has nothing to do with what I just told you about one matter, another matter. The vart is that it's all one thing, therefore it's all related to each other. If you have a mind on shechita, you're going to roast the fats. That's mamash pigul. But levoina ain't a mincha. Levoina is a separate thing altogether. It's not flour or water. It's a spice, and therefore, it's a totally different thing. And is and you have a pigul on here. It doesn't have effect here as well. Anyway, oh, I have time to what do you have to say? Why would you think they're arguing in the first case is when you did the kmitza and you had a mind to eat the shirayim the wrong day? Says the Gemara, Meshum the Kabbalah Misna Sefer. The Sefer says they're arguing about if he had a mind to roast the Levonia the next day. And we don't really know what the Pshat is because you can learn a number of different ways. Lahak to live in a Machar, Rabbi Yezid, possibly Makar, and Mauti. I would have thought, timing. You know what Rabbi Yezid is trying to say? Meshum the Kasavar. He holds Ein Mefaglin Bechatzimata. Maybe it is because Rabbi Yezid holds you're not Mefagl by a half a matter, which means that since you need the Kaimitz and you need the Levonia together, if you during the kmitz had in mind to roast the levaina the wrong time, the kmitz is only half of the matir. Remember the two matir by mincha. And his problem is on a half a matir you cannot create pigul. If that's the word, then even if you had in mind to eat the shirayim the wrong day, it wouldn't be pigul because when did you have that thought? Only during the kmitz. You didn't have that thought when you did the levaina, and a half a matir can't ruin it. So that's why the Mishnah says that's not pshat at all. Rabbi Yosi Mefedish is made that you don't need a half a matir in a five. So when you did the kmitza and you had a mind to eat the shirayim the wrong day, it is pigul because b'mfagim b'chatzi matir. Why is Rabbi Yosi arguing the sefer? Because there are two. Because you cannot ask it from one matter to another matter. I would have thought time. I would have thought reason Rabbi Yosi would hold the b'mfagim matir. But even the first kid, he would also argue there and saying, "Well, if you had a mind during the kmitza that you leave the wrong time, it does. It's not a pigul. K'mashalan de b'hamayder. That is mayder." Says the Gemara.
Interesting.
Says the Gemara, Lahakti Levoinosel. Lahakti Levoinosel Lamoch, Rabbi Yosi, I'm apostle, the aim of Kodis. It says if you want him makter levoina the next day, Rabbi Yosi says possible. Why? Because one matter cannot affect the other matter. Amar ish lakim long ish laki. He made the following statement. Amar Rabbi Rabbi holds ein matim mefagos a matim. One matim cannot be mefagol another matim. And we're going to say exactly the same thing. B'shnei bazichi levoinish lechem apani. The lechem apani were two rows of six show breads, and then on each one separately you had a spoon, and inside that spoon you had the levoina. And you had it on both sides. That's called bezichin. Bezichin is that spoon that you kept, you contained the levain in. So he says the same thing over there. That you have, since you have two matzid in here for the whole amount, that if you had in mind during one bezich regarding the other bezich that you can eat in the wrong time, a matzid mefagel the matzid. One matzid cannot be mefagel the other matzid. Okay, so if you, because you have to roast, the way it works is, when are you allowed to eat the lechem apanim? When you roasted both. Bezichin, the levina both bezichin. So if you, while you roasted one levina, you had a mind of bezich. You had a mind that the other one you're going to roast tomorrow doesn't do anything because one matik cannot be mefagel another matik.
Imagine this is we had a whole seder here of changing lechem apanim and son of one koyin.
Can ruin everything.
Shabbos, like, none of them can eat from this.
Exactly. So the Gemara, mai v'chein isn't the zel bezach? What do you have to say v'chein? When you give him a base, I would have thought. The time Rabbi Yisi Belavoyne, I would have thought the svar Rabbi Yisi Belavoyne is not because of the reason you say because one matik cannot cancel the matik. I would have thought because it's two separate indisparate things have no connection to each other. Therefore, by kmitza, you think about the levina, if it's a separate piece altogether, it doesn't work. Mashenki, when it comes to the bezichin, they're both exactly the same thing. Maybe you could be mefagel from one to another. That's why I had to tell you the reason is because a matik cannot be mefagel a matik. My amount, I would have thought time, but Rabbi Yisi Levoina, which would allow me in the Mincha, totally separate from Mincha, totally separate, and you're all together. Avo Bishnei Bazicha Levoina, the Mina, the Adonino, they're both exactly the same mean. Ema Mefagli, I thought they would have thought they can Mefagli to other Kamar, so they can't. Says the Gemara, how can you say that? Umimotis Amid, how can you say that time of the Rabbi Yisi Levoina, the reason of Levoina is La Mishum de La Mina de Mincha? How can you say the reason is not because of that it's not, that it's because it's separate? Well, Tani Sefer says in Sefer, if you look at the word in the Mishnah, it seems that you're wrong. It seems, in fact, that is exactly what Rabbi Yisi is saying, because Levoina and Mincha are two separate things. Therefore, you cannot be mefagel from one to another. Because how do we see that in Rabbi Yisi's words? Because he answers. You know why Zevach is different? Because they're all the same. And contrast that with by Mincha with a different. Nothing to do with matir mefagel or matir. But the Gemara Tani Sefer, it doesn't say in the Sefer Amrulei said to Mashintzim and Zevach. How is it different than a carbon? Why, when you shech the carbon, you had a mind to roast the fats, it does become pigle and omel. And what do you answer? He doesn't say because of matir and matir. He says Hazevach domo ipsari v'murim echadir. All exactly the same. So b'shchashchita, I'm thinking about the emurim, it's all one. They're all connected. They're all linked to each other. Says the Gemara, so you understood levayin enim means it's a separate min, a separate kind of a substance, and therefore there's no link between the two. You misunderstood. Ma ena min mincha. The real reason is because of matir mefagel matir. So therefore, when it comes to the behema, the dam is matir de emurim. So therefore, since the dam is matted by the emurim, and if you're thinking b'shas, you're sprinkling the dam, you're gonna eat the thing. It's connected between the two, because that is its matter. The matter of the emurim is the dam, but when it comes to levoina, the eina be'ikav mincha. They're two totally disparate matirim, and there's no particular order. The lav kihech, the makiv lehu kaimet shirayim, the kamad lemiskat, the kaimet lemisach shirayim, just like that the kaimet is important, is essential. Before you can do shirayim, hachinami makiv levoin, levoin is also essential, and it doesn't make a difference which order it is. Eliboy hai makiv, but eisha vay makiv eisha. So it's not pshat that everything is dependent on the kaimets. They're two separate matirim, and they have nothing to do with each other. We don't care which order it is. Therefore, you cannot be mefagel from one matir to another matir. Mashenk by behem. The dam is the matir for the emurim, so it's not like two matirim. The rabbanon, what rabbanon hold? Rabbanon say, in principle, we agree with you, but one matir cannot be mefagel another matir. But rabbanon ki amrin, when do we say a matir mefagel is a matir? For example, you have two sheep by shavuos. You have the shtei lecha, two loaves of bread, and you have the shtei kvas in the two sheep. You have to shech the two sheep, and the two sheep are what is matir, the two loaves of bread. So if during one sheep you had a mind regarding the other sheep, so one sheep, they're both matirim. If you thought, I'm shechting the sheep, and I'm going to shech the other sheep or roast the other sheep in a week, So then it doesn't help. We agree. A matter mefagel matter. Two disparate sheep. Over here, everything is sitting in the same plate. They're all in the same keli. And even though the two matirim, you can have, you can think about the levoina while you're doing the kmitza, because they're all sitting inside one keli. Hani mili heichad ala ikva b'chad mona. Then I want keli. Heichad ikva b'chad mona. One keli k'chad domi. They're treated like one. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Likut levoina bazar puzzle." There's an activity I hold that just picking up. Okay, you have kmitza for the flour, and then you take the levoina, you put it inside a keli. You have to sanctify the levoina by putting it in a keli, and then you bring the mizbeach. I hold that taking the levoina off the mincha, which is not an avoida really, is treated like an avoida by putting in the keli, and therefore, if a zar does it, it ruins it. My timer, I'm going to halacha nagabag. This is considered halacha. Remember, we had by shchita. You have shchita, you have kabbalah, and you have halacha. This is the halacha part. And we had over here machlekes. If you don't move, if you don't walk, you just move the keli. That's considered halacha. And if I hold that, that's considered halacha. And if this is halacha, all you're doing is taking, moving your hand, taking the levaina off the mincha and placing it in the thing. That's called halacha, even though your legs aren't moving. And therefore, it's an avodah. It's tantamount to the halacha by a cord by an animal. Says the Gemara, right? Ksavi holds a halacha shleiv regesh. My halacha is called a regesh. So therefore, zar cannot do this. Halacha bezar psula. Halacha bezar pasul. I want to modify the tackle. Learns that clause rule. Call out koymitz. Anybody does kmitza. You're right. We learned that if you're taking the levainas, it's considered avoda. Anyone does kmitza, a noisim mikeli puts it in the keli. Vahamoyle vahamakta. It says this is the rule. Anybody who's koymitz or puts it in the keli or is moilich. So these are the four avodas when it comes to mincha, and it says if I'm marked in yeros. Let's compare it now to behemah. Kmitz is the same thing. You're taking away a part. Now shchita, you're shechting an animal. Fine. Moilich traveling. Nami hainu moilich. When you travel with the keli to the mizbech, the same thing as moilich. You travel with the keli of the blood to the mizbech. Okay, it makes sense. Makhtir hainu zaydik. Roasting it over there by the behem, by the carbon, is like over here by the kaimitz, is the same as sprinkling the blood. But that is the matir, the blood is matir, the behemoth to be eaten by the kainim. This is matir, the rest of the mincha to be eaten by the kainim. Elonaisim bekli, mica of it, putting in the keli. How does that, which avodah is that compared to when it comes to the behemoth? Elam, we should dummy the Kabbalah. Isn't why you're saying it's compared to Heilich, it should be compared to a Kabbalah. When your blood falls into the keli, that's called Kabbalah. So say when the Levina goes into the keli, that's called Kabbalah. Says so, but it's not so. Me dummy, hosam and mele hochakashaka. By the blood, it squirts out automatically. Here, someone has to physically take the Levina and place it in the keli in order to make it holy. So therefore, it's an Avodah. Which one is it? Since you cannot move on, you cannot progress and take the levain and burn it unless first you take it off the mincha and put it in the keli and make it holy. So you have no breda, so therefore it's like Kabbalah. He's talking, I'm here too. Over there, you have no breda. You have to have the Kabbalah of the dam before you can go further. Therefore, we call it an avoda, even though you did nothing. Over here also, since you cannot progress unless you take the levain and put it in the keli, so therefore we'll call it haylocha. Says Gemara, no, lav dafka la'elam the dami the Kabbalah. Why can't I argue and say that it's just like a Kabbalah, not like haylocha, but a Kabbalah? I asked the question this medecha mele, and here. You deliberately took the levaina off the mincha place in here. So why is it Kabbalah? Maybe it's more halacha. Both of them is that you need by the blood. You need the keli to mekadesh the blood, and the one who puts it in the keli is mekadesh it. Over here also by the kaimitz. Over you put it in the keli and you need to mekadesh it. So right. So therefore, when it comes to the kmitza is exactly the same thing. As a shchita, you did the shchita, and then you have to make sure the blood gets in the keli. You did the kmitz, you have to make sure in the keli before you can move on. But levoina, what is it? Malimele makashak vadami. What's the chiluk of melo? You put it in. But over here, we're talking about the levoina. You're right. When it comes to the kmitz, we're going to call it Kabbalah. They're both Kabbalah. But when it comes to the levoina, because the levoina is totally, there's no kmitz there. It's totally separate from the minchim that's sitting in the same keli. And you need to put it in, take it and put it in the keli. And this is like the beginning of the avoda. This is not like a continuation of something you started. You didn't shecht it and then the blood is coming out. You didn't take the kmitz and you got to put it in the keli. This is the beginning of the avoda. You got to take the levoina off in order to move on. Therefore, I'll call it halacha. Mishnah. Now we're continuing. Shochat, Rabbi Yosi Shochat, Shnei Kvosim, you shechted the two sheep. This is a Shavuos. Lechol, you had a mind. Achas min hachalas. There are two chalas, and you had a mind to eat one of the chalas l'mocha the wrong time. Hektish nevazichin. Again, you only thought about one thing. Hektish nevazichin. You were makted the two bazichin, but lechol echa min hazdorin l'mocha, but you had a mind only for one of the showbreads tomorrow, not both of them. Is Rabbi Yosi Eimer, oise chale, vo oise say, the chishav al pigol, the chale okar. Rabbi Yosi says, no, whatever you thought about a row of six, so that became pigul. You thought about one of the lachamim of Shavuos, that became pigul. But the other one, Mashayni, possible kodesh, possible taka, because there's no matter anymore, but you don't get kodesh. Say that even if you mafagle only one of the sides of the showbread, the other lechapanim, the other one automatically becomes pigle. Even though one of the two the breads are shavuos, the other one automatically becomes pigle. So Rav Huna says in Amar Rav Yosi, as lechede he wants to compare what we just said, the two loaves of bread or the twelve lechapanim, to the case of an animal, one animal that has two sides. So what happens? Pigul be yerach shel yamin, loinis pagul ha yerach shel shmuel. If you had in mind when you shechted it that the right side you can eat in the wrong zman, so that side becomes pigul, and if you eat it, you get chayv kodesh. But you're allowed to eat mefeidish the other side. My time. What's the svara? Iboy say mesvara. Iboy say mekra. Iboy say mesvara. Pash the svara. Loi adiv machshave memaisa tum. What would be if the animal was cut up into pieces and one side of the animal became tummy? Would the other side animal automatically come to me? No, they're not linked together. So zava machshava. If I my machshava was that the right side of the animal should be eaten with chutzas manoi, why should it affect on the left side of the animal?
At what point is that machshava
still connected? Machshava is connected, even if it's connected. But I thought that the only the right side, exactly, it is. But he's saying, sorry. We'll soon see in a minute. So right, so the Gemara is saying right now is that machshava ma'isa is much stronger than a machshava, and if ma'isa of tumah cannot spread to the other side, machshava also cannot spread. Ilu itmu chad eva meet melekula. If one eva becomes tummy, the entire eva becomes tummy. If the entire behem becomes tummy, if they're separate, no. Iboy say makra. Have a fresh posik. It says in the posik, v'hanefesh ha'oicheles mimenu. If somebody eats from this, the posik we learn pigul from shlamim. And says the nefesh who eats from that avoy notisa will carry an aveda because he ate pigul. It says mimenu. What's the diik mimenu? Mimenu v'lo mechaveri. Only the side of the animal that you thought about pigul, not the other side. Eisvei Rav Nachman Hunus. Rav Nachman has a question. There's a brisa, and I want you to explain to me this brisa. Who's the man the arm of this brisa? Say the brisa. Say le'elam ain boy kodesh. That you should know there is no kodesh if he ate this. Achi fagel bishtehen. Bekezayis bishtehen. You have two sides of the animal, and you had in mind. We're talking about the two. You're talking about two chalas of shavuos. If you had in mind that both chalas should become, you should eat chutzas manai, it's pigul. If you had in mind to eat a kezayis from each chala, so the two chalas now combined, because you had a kezayis of each one, it becomes pigul. Lo oilam, ain't boy kodesh, actually fagel b'shtein. You have to have in mind both, because kezayis b'shtein. And you have to have in mind a kezayis, or at least a kezayis of each one. At least a kezayis of each one. Okay, so what do you mean ain't boy kodesh? The bread that you had in mind, let's say the two loaves of bread, the shavuos. You had in mind the bread, one bread should become pigul, that bread for sure is pigul. But the other one does not become pigul unless you also had it in mind. But how much do you have to have in mind of the other one? One kezayis is enough. If you had in mind, because each one is enough. Now remember, according to the chachamim, if you had in mind one loaf of bread, automatically the other one becomes pigul. So obviously this brisa can't be the chachamim. So who must be this brisa? Rabbi Yosi. And yet it says, sorry?
What about if you have absolutely nothing in mind?
They're good. Very good. And but Rabbi Yosi, that's right. Shtik, we had this now in Menachos 2 days ago. Kate said, you know, what's the, if you did it right, correctly. The shtika, the one you lost your question, shtika. If you don't have nothing in mind, better have nothing in mind than having, you know, the wrong thing in mind. Says the Gemara here, you have a kezayis in each one. If the author of the braisa is Abyeis, we got a problem. You just said that if I thought about one part, it doesn't automatically mean the rest. If I only thought of kezayis of the chala, how much of the chala should become pigul? Only that kezayis. And yet the braisa says that the whole thing becomes, so what's going on here? Who's the author of this braisa? Freddy Gemara, Mani. Who's off this brisa? Eat lame but a bon and I feel like what I have to think about the other one? I thought about one, becomes the other one's pigul. No, Rabbi Yosi. Now, If you can tell me that chad gufu, if you can tell me, going back to the original case, the right side and the left side, because they're both one animal, therefore it's considered one. Mushum hachi mitzdarif. If you tell me, in the case of the right side and the left side, because they come from one animal, and if you mefagel one side, automatically they mefagel the other side. So then I would say the two chalas as well. If I did one chal here and one chal there, even a half a kazayis of one challah, have another challah, they are mitzadav together, they combine as well together, because I deliberately had in mind, in other words, if you tell me in the case of Zavach, not like Yudish Lakir said, that if I had in mind one side, the other side, but if I talk about in mind one side, it automatically spreads, because they're one animal, so I will say that even though two loaves of bread are totally separate from each other, my machshava bonds them together. So my machshava bond them together is equal to a behemoth where they all were chatchila one animal. So even though they only had in mind one, automatically spreads. Here where they had in mind both, automatically they connected. My mind will connect the two together. Fine. Mishmachem esadif. Obiyami, you can tell me that today gufanino. You can tell me madach like one animal. Yet, and I had in mind one side. It doesn't spread, even though it physically comes from one animal. It's not considered one. So mishmachem, how can my mind be mishmachem two loaves of bread and say had a kazayis each one? The whole thing becomes bigul. Says Mother, who told you it's Rabbi Yisrael? It's the third Marmani Rebbe. This follows Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe clearly says Hashoichin is a kevus lechatzam mechalzu vechichavel lechatzchay mechalzu. You shechted one sheep. You had in mind a half the wrong time for half a kezayis and one chala, and then you shechted the other sheep. You had in mind another half a kezayis of the other chala at the wrong time. Rebbe Yemirani is a kosher. I say it's kosher, you're allowed to proceed with it. Why? Because in each matter, there are two matirimis, each one is a chati matir. You had a chati kezayis and a chati matir, it's nothing, therefore there's no pigul there. So, and the more explains. Time, the whole reason why it's mutter is a chati chati. Because a half, you know, it was a half of the matir, one sheep, a half of kezayis. Abel omer kezayis mishtein, but if he would have, if he, let's say when he did both sheep, he had in mind the kazayis of both chalas. The take would be minded. That is pigul. So he had one sheep. He said, "I had in mind, I'm going to need a kazayis in both chalas." And the other sheep he had in mind, "I'm going to need a kazayis in both chalas." And both of them are the wrong times. So therefore, they're mitzadif. Because we're staying mitzadif. So therefore, it's Rebbe who says, "Lo oilam, it's not a kazayis until you fagel b'shtein b'kazayis." It's Rebbe. Don't do Rebbe Yisrael Chum. Fine. But who does Rebbe hold like? It doesn't help us. But Rebbe leave the man. Even if you just thought about one challah, it ruins the other one. We have to think about both. And if you follow Rabbi Yosi, goes back to the original question. The only svara, that possible svara, you can combine two challahs. Machshava is if you hold that in the carbon with the etzim one, they combine. Says the Gemara, lo'olam eliba de rabbanon, will follow the rabbanon. But you read it wrong, the Braisa. But loy tema, don't say ache yefagel b'shtein until you had in mind both loaves of bread. And your question was, even if you had in mind one loaf of bread, the wrong time it ruins it. Ela ema ache yefagel b'shnehen, the two matirim. In other words, if you only thought about during one of the shechting of one of the sheep, the wrong time for the challah. It's only a chatzi matir, it won't ruin it. You need a whole matir. Unless you fagel bishneyen. Bishneyen is referring to the sheep. Shteyen is referring to the chalas, and shneyen is referring to the sheep. Va'afilu ba'achas men. And even just one bread. If you thought about both sheep, during both sheep, throw one bread, the whole thing becomes v'la'afukim the rameye, and with the rabbana coming to argue with rameye, not the rabbi Yisir, I'm rameye about chatzi matir. Rameye hold mefagli mechatzi matir. I made hold if you're doing shechted one sheep and you had in mind the chalas and pigul, it would be pigul. Kamash landulai, chalas landulai, no. We'll stop painting tomorrow. Right.